So we could transition to walking meditation. If we were, we could come back for another sitting at 3:30. So taking the walking meditation and you know, there's different ways of using the walking meditation in the sense of one can do fairly walking fairly quickly or walking very slowly. Generally, I'd encourage to walk a little bit slower than one's normal pace. There is a benefit that tends to come with a physical slowing down, letting things settle. Bringing attention to the sensation of touch at the feet. Paying attention to the lifting of the foot, moving, setting it down, bringing that attention to the lower part of the body. It's a good way of getting out of our thinking minds and just come to the very simple sensation of touch. It tends to be very very settling, very soothing, and again using the opportunity for a continuity of awareness. Whenever distraction arises, whenever thoughts kind of impinge on the mind, then not to get swept up in reactions of aversion because sometimes we over idealize what we think we should be doing, and the reality is this is what's happening, this is what is, and recognizing it, paying attention to it, reflecting on the experience and re-establishing attention and awareness. And there's that, the continuity is in that re-establishing and being willing to return to that fundamental quality of awareness, being the one who knows.